I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
I'll be reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord that I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, He took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Amen.
Thank you, Bob. You know, some of you may be wondering, why do we have communion and we just read a scripture about communion? We observe communion every Sunday, and it's in remembrance of our Lord. The table is a central portion of our worship. Now, the Memorial Day holiday, which is coming up tomorrow, actually started after the Civil War. After World War I, it was officially set aside as a day for the fallen of all American wars. And the custom was extended to pay homage to deceased relatives and friends, both military and civilian. Now, that Memorial Day celebration grew out of a need of humans to remember where we have been. Only then can we figure out where it is we're going. The cherished memories of a nation, a town, a church, or a family provide the values and dreams that one generation passes on to the next. If we forget, those memories are lost. Now, tomorrow, we will officially celebrate Memorial Day. You've seen the flags. They're up. They're at many of the cemeteries. Many people see it as just a three-day weekend. But for those who have lost someone because of war or military action, it means much more than just a day off. In fact, each of us Americans should recognize this day out of our patriotic duty to our country, to our home, and in honor of those who spilled their blood to make America what she is today, a nation worth fighting for. Because men have died for this country, we here today have the right to worship God. And we can do it freely. We have the right to live at peace in our own homes. We have the right to pursue peace, happiness, and prosperity. Thank God for all those who died to make us free. As we prepare to enter into that day to remember those who died for liberty, I want you to think about our Lord and Savior. Jesus fought the armies of hell that we might have liberty in His holy name. We celebrate Memorial Day once a year to remember those who died for freedom. But each Sunday is especially set aside as a memorial to Christ. Because for every Christian, every Sunday is a memorial day. Well, on Memorial Day, for our fallen, we mourn the loss. We remember the lives, and we are thankful for the sacrifice. In view of Christ's battle for us, let's examine the evidence, our memorial to Him, just as we recognize the likeness of our celebration of our military. On Memorial Day, we mourn the loss. We remember the loved ones who died, and we wish they were here and not gone. We wish they were here to share with us, to hold, to talk, and to see. But because of death, we cannot. When people die, many of us think of the if-onlys. If only I had told him I loved him one more time. If only I had kissed her one last time. If only I hadn't spoken so harshly. Many of us replay those doubts over and over in our minds. But we know that those if-onlys don't change a thing. On the Lord's Memorial Day, Sunday, we should examine our responsibility to Christ. Each Christian must recognize that he, as a human, is very responsible for Christ's death. If only we had not sinned, he would not have had to give his life. We humans are to blame. We must examine ourselves as we meet around this memorial. As we stand before a mirror and realize the truth in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we humans are to blame. We caused his shame. He was publicly humiliated. He was beaten. He was spit upon, and he was treated as a sinner. Because each of us humans are sinners. So as we mourn the loss of Christ, we have to realize that we humans are the guilty ones. And we have to know that if there were only one sinner who had been lost, he still would have died. His love is that great for us. Jesus himself said it in Matthew 18. If a man owns 100 sheep and one wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go back for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than the other 99 who did not wander off. So in the same way, our Father in heaven is not willing that any of us should be lost. Because you see, we are that lost sheep, and Jesus found us. We mourn the loss. It's one of the first things we do to celebrate the memorial of our Lord. That's why Jesus gave us the bread. At communion, one of the first things that you do as you partake in this memorial is you break the bread. Whether you physically break it with your hands or you chew on it, you actually break the body of Christ. Just as our sin broke the physical body of Christ. So on Memorial Day, we mourn the loss and we remember the lives. Part of our emotional healing process and grief is to remember the lives of the loved ones who have passed. In preparing for this sermon, I took a walk in a cemetery near our home. And there are some of those remembrances on the headstones. Let me compare or share with you some of the epitaphs that I found. Gone so soon. Beloved sons. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Faithful unto death. Gone but not forgotten. At rest. Asleep in Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Life's work well done. She rests in peace. And that brought to mind to me, what remembrance should we have about Jesus? I suggest to you that he would like us to remember how he lived and what he taught through his life. You know, he set a glowing example for us on how to live in love. And each of our lives, every day of our lives, should reflect that love. The bread that we break is a reminder of the body of Christ. We are vividly reminded each time that we observe this memorial that we, as Christians, are part of the body of Christ. When we physically eat the bread, it becomes part of our body. Our body uses that bread for nourishment. But Jesus did not only want us to be physically nurtured, he wants us to be spiritually edified as we meet around his memorial. This remembering is not simply recalling of historical facts. It's a precipitation in spiritual realities. At the Lord's table, we don't walk around it and just admire it. That's not what it's there for. We are there having fellowship with the living Savior as our hearts reach out by faith. If we approach this memorial with the proper attitude, then we each will experience spiritual growth. Just as our physical bodies grow when fed properly. But you know something? The opposite is true. If we approach this table in a haphazard manner, then we take something that is of the highest religious significance and we make a mockery of it. And I'm here to tell you, there will be hell to pay for those that do not care about what our Savior has done. We are told in 1 Corinthians, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats or drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself. That's pretty clear, isn't it? So, brothers and sisters, don't make light of this memorial feast that we do in remembrance of him. So on Memorial Day, we mourn the loss. We remember the lives, and we are thankful for the sacrifice. Recently, I read a book called Stories of the Heart, and I want to share part of it with you. It was a few weeks before Christmas in 1917. A beautiful snowy landscape in Europe, but it was blackened by World War I. Now, between the trenches, the Germans on one side, the Americans on the other, was a no man's land. It was not a good place to be. Now, in that strip, that no man's land, there was a young German soldier that, for some reason, attempted to cross. But he'd been shot and become entangled in barbed wire. And he cried out in anguish. And then he began to whimper in pain. Now, the shells were still going on. Everybody, Germans and Americans alike, could hear him. But there was one American soldier that could stand it no longer. And he crawled to that German soldier out there in no man's land. And when the Americans realized what he was doing, the American leaders told him to stop firing. But the Germans didn't. They kept on firing. And then when they realized what he was doing, they stopped firing. And this lone, heroic American soldier went to that wounded and trapped German soldier and disentangled him from the wire and picked him up and bodily carried him to the German lines and handed him to his German comrades. Then he turned around to start back, and a hand grabbed him by the shoulder and forcefully turned him around. It was the German officer that had stopped the firing, and he tore an Iron Cross that he had received for bravery off his shirt, and he pinned it on this American soldier. And without a word, the American soldier walked back across no man's land and into his trenches. When he got there, the shooting started all over again in the insanity of war. But for one brief moment, his heroics were recognized by both sides. Although many heroic acts have been done on the battlefields through history, and they have made our country what it is today, we are free. Now, I am proud to be an American, and that I have the luxuries of this country because of the men and women who died to give me what I have. Similarly, Jesus, what he paid, afforded us salvation. We have the promise of salvation, and we didn't do anything to afford it. We certainly didn't pay for it. And for that, we must be thankful. That is why Jesus gave us the cup. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us, In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." When we drink the juice, we remember his forgiveness. It's the blood of Jesus that he spilled for each and every one of us. The old hymn says it pretty good. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing freely for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. In Hebrews chapter 9, we're told, "The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the sacrifice of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, to cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to destruction, so that we may serve the living God." Now, I hope that after today's message, each one of you will make time around this memorial to God, this memorial that we perform every Sunday in remembrance of our Lord, where we mourn the loss of the body of Christ and examine our responsibility to it as we break the bread, where we remember the life of Jesus as we compare our life to his, eat the bread and realize you are one with his body, be thankful of his sacrifice, because it is through that that we have the possibility of being saved. Partake of the cup and be thankful for his sacrifice that was offered forgiveness to each of us. So on Memorial Day, don't just remember our fallen, but remember our Lord and Savior, as he asked us to. Pray with me, please. Father, sometimes it is hard for us to remember the sacrifice that you have made to give us the promise of eternal life with you. Please help us as we go through our lives. It's not easy for us, Lord. We're sinners and we recognize it. But help us so that we can be at home with you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.